The General Services Administration and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration have one thing in common. They're both preparing several new opportunities for contractors. By March, contractors can expect a series of draft and final requests for proposals for some of the largest IT services contracts in the government. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now with details on the next big wave of RFPs. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So Emily Kopp went to an industry lunch yesterday, and you went to an industry breakfast. You can really eat your way through business development in this town. And so you're looking at March is going to turn to the busy season for vendors and new IT contracts.
So what do they say about March? In like a lion, April out like a lamb or something?
Help me out here, Tom. Yeah, I think it's March that's in like a lion, out like a lamb.
Well, I think for vendors, they're going to be like roaring at the all these RFPs that are going to be coming, especially draft RFPs. Let's start with GSA. They are preparing the draft RFP for Alliant 2, both small business and full and open. Now, this is the Alliant 2 contract follows the Alliant contract, of course, which is a huge IT services vehicle, government-wide acquisition vehicle. Currently, the current Alliant contract has more than 100 large and small firms. An agency spent more than $3.7 billion on IT services just last year alone. Chris Forniker is GSA's Director of Government-Wide Acquisition Contracts in the Federal Acquisition Service. He says GSA is applying a lot of the lessons learned to Alliant 2 preparations from its experience with the OASIS professional services contract.
Some of the key differences would be in trying to standardize labor categories. We're probably going to be adopting what OASIS did and using Department of Labor standardized definitions so that in the future we can support things like prices paid, so you have a common baseline of what that labor category is. And the other, I think, major area that would affect you all would be the way we're going to do the evaluation, which is going to be a much more objective type of strategy. Again, patterned after what OASIS did with self-scoring. It'll be different criteria, but the idea is to make the proposal process and, frankly, the evaluation process for us less onerous, quicker, and maybe to actually to enable in the future an onboarding or open season for the Alliant at the option period, which is something that we haven't done in the past just because it's too complicated of a process.
Now, Forniker spoke Thursday at the AFSCME breakfast in Maryland. Along with Alliant 2, Forniker says GSA will issue a request for information for something called VETS 2. This is a small business GWAC for veteran-owned businesses. And GSA is going to have what they call an open season for the 8A STARS 2 program. Forniker expects about half of all the current 8A contract holders to, quote-unquote, graduate from that contract, meaning that they're too big to be in the 8A program or they are out of their 9-year term limit. So GSA expects to bring on about 250 new vendors to 8A STARS 2. Now, along with GSA, NOAA is also preparing to release a draft RFP this summer for its large, what they call their ProTech contract. It's for professional and technical services. Mitchell Ross is NOAA's Director of Acquisition and Grants.
It'll be a large contract for professional and technical service organized by domain, ocean, fisheries, weather, satellite technology, and enterprise or back office functions. Those are the domains. It'll be a $3 billion effort over 5 years. Multiple award by domain. You can bid in one domain or multiple domains. You can be a prime or sub in each domain. And why is it that we're creating our own vehicle and not using some of the schedules or other vehicles that are available? Because we want to focus on creating an industrial base of firms that will work with us for the duration and make investments in those areas of our mission that we're interested in. We're not interested in buying engineers by the pound. We're not interested in having a race to the bottom on price. We're interested in buying quality, talent, and services for the duration.
Now, along with the ProTech contract, in the shorter term, Ross says NOAA will have an on-ramp for just small firms under its big NOAA Link IT services contract. Now, he says that's going to happen later this summer. There'll be a new solicitation for those small firms to get on NOAA Link. Now, along with NOAA and GSA, there's still more happening around contracts. The National Institutes of Health's IT Acquisition and Assistance Center, or NITAC, they'll be awarding their next generation GWAC called CIO CNS for commodity and services in the next few months. The GWAC will have about a $20 billion ceiling, so not worth $20 billion, but that's how much money can be spent under it, and include, this is for the first time, Tom, the ability of value-added resellers, or VARs, as well as OEMs, or original equipment manufacturers, to provide products and services to the government through this GWAC.
Yeah, so the market is really splitting up and reforming around these new contracts, and services are clearly what's on top of everything right now these days. But Jason, there's also a push to do iterative buys, small buys, incremental buys through the task orders. Do these new coming GWACs support agencies' abilities to do that?
Well, they should, and that's the hope. But you're absolutely right, Tom, that the fact that the Office of Management and Budget is really encouraging agencies to buy in smaller chunks and to buy smarter. We've talked a lot about over the last few months the fact that the digital services groups are being set up across government, the fact that the president asked for about $105 million in the 2016 budget request to set up these digital services groups. And we've talked a lot about GSA's 18F, HHS Buyers Club, as just two examples of really the attempt to change the buying culture in government. Now, at the same time, as you said, GSA, NOAA, and IH realize that this change is happening across government, and they have to offer that potential to break up big projects into smaller ones. But the problem here is a lack of training, both at the contracting officer level, but also with the technical expertise in the mission area for the government to really understand how to buy those technologies the best way, how to break things up. I mean, it is easier, I think, as someone said, just do it once and be done with it than to do a bunch of different little contracts, you know, 5 or 7 different contracts. Well, that's where GSA's 18F organization is coming in to try to solve both those challenges. We've talked a little bit about GSA's 18F's new agile blanket purchase agreement. Now GSA is thinking and 18F is thinking what's beyond that yet to be awarded agile BPA. Chris Cairns is the director of 18F Consulting. He says 18F is considering developing contracts for micro marketplaces such as cloud or customer relationship management.
The hypothesis going in is that we want these marketplaces as much as possible to reflect the competitive dynamics that happen in the private marketplace. So many times we create these contract vehicles that are 5 to 10 years long. We award them to a limited number of players. And we really kind of limit and delay the competitive cycles necessary to, I think, drive higher levels of performance. So by having a very narrow micro market, we can get a good apples-to-apples comparison of how these vendors are performing against one another. And this is where the on-ramping and off-ramping comes into play. So, you know, those who are doing well and delivering value to the agencies obviously have a chance to compete for more work. And those who aren't get off-ramped. I don't think we need to make contract performance management schemes any more complicated than that. I think there's plenty of incentive to try to do well to preserve kind of the revenue and profit.
Now, he says that the micro marketplaces will help government move toward a model that's, they're more the systems integrator, they're more the program manager role, that over the last decade time they've really given up too much to the industry. Cairns says the Agile BPA is the first example of a micro marketplace, and it actually created a little bit of buzz around across government.
Other agencies, and I think the community in general, recognize this as kind of a shift in how these marketplaces are being set up, and this in particular is being set up off Schedule 70. So as soon as we wrote a blog post and announced this BPA, we got a lot of calls from other agencies saying, I really like this model. I would like to set up a micro marketplace for healthcare products, and specifically like diabetes, so I can get access to innovative startups in that area. We've had calls from other agencies about, can you create a marketplace for customer relationship management? So I think the agencies really like this idea of getting to a kind of like an inch-wide, mile-deep set of private sector capabilities.
Now, Cairns says 18F is working with agencies to better understand these concepts of micro markets and are using tools such as, you know, the tech FAR to help explain it. He says in the coming months, several agencies actually are going to issue RFPs that will reflect this agile acquisition approach that 18F, HHS Buyers Club, and others are really promoting.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So it sounds like these micro marketplaces and this kind of thing will exist in some netherland between the GSA schedules and all of these big GWACs that are coming out.
In many ways, they are looking at a specific market with a specific set of vendors to do a specific item. Now, you think, well, isn't that what a lot of the GWACs are there for, or the schedules? And in a sense, no. I mean, the difference here is they're looking at, you know, a GWAC, let's just take Alliant. I mean, you can buy IT services soup to nuts off there, right? But this one will say, you know, we want, let's say, cloud. Pick an easy one out, Tom. We want vendors who are experts at delivering infrastructure as a service. Now, the argument that I made to Chris is, well, they already have the infrastructure as a service contract. And let's be, you know, blunt, it was not successful, not because of something GSA did, but because agencies realized that not only do they want the infrastructure as a service, but they want the integration of that as well. And that's why Alliant has something like $600 million worth of cloud computing contracts on it over the last few years.
Okay, well, there's also in the procurement environment itself a change, that is to separate what you buy for the mission and what you buy as commodities. And so are we beginning to see agencies think in that way?
I think we are, and I think why GWACs like Alliant 2 and CIO CNS are focused on those commodity and IT services. You have AT&F who's coming in, and that's where the micro marketplace is coming in, because they're really the focus is on mission delivery. NOAA's Ross says he wants to take this concept of common versus mission even one step further.
What NOAA is all about right now is trying to develop an environmental intelligence capability for the nation. We've become convinced that we must have a robust industrial base of firms able to support us in the domains that are most interesting to us: oceanography, fisheries, meteorology, satellite technology. So from my function, acquisition and grant making, we are trying to develop strategies that will allow us to entice firms to come in and be part of our industrial base. We know that margin drives investment. We know that a partnership works better than piecemeal procurement. So our whole acquisition strategy for the future is refocus on mission and develop a partnership with firms that we're calling an industrial base for NOAA.
Now, Ross says NOAA wants these firms who are interested in these domains, these technologies, and they're willing to invest in research and development and workforce training. And he says in return, NOAA is going to be willing to enter into longer-term contracts in order to keep those skills around. You know, in many ways, Tom, this reminds me of what DOD has been doing over the years with its specific industrial-based needs, ships, airplanes, and the like. Now, at the same time, the administration is effort around category management is also heating up. And this, again, going back to the common versus the mission. Now, Chris Forniker, again, from GSA, says he's in charge of two hallways that will actually launch in May. These are hallways that live on the common acquisition platform. IT consulting and IT outsourcing will launch in May, along with IT security. That's a separate one. Now, Tom, what's going on here is I think AT&F, NOAA, GSA, FAS are all doing examples of really how the federal acquisition environment is changing. And I think this is something that vendors and agencies alike really need to understand where it's going over the next few years.
All right. Exciting stuff. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thank you for that report.
Always a pleasure.